Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹。
We thank the Lord that our brother led us to sing this song about Behold the Lamb of God.
我们感谢主，我们的弟兄能够一同带我们来唱这首诗歌，看哪，神的羔羊。
We thank for our Lord's victory on the cross for us.
我们为着主在十字架上的得胜而感谢他。
We also thank the Lord that he was ascended and crowned and his victory on the throne.
我们也感谢主，他从死里复活，能够升到高天，他也坐在宝座上，我们感谢他为我们得胜。
This morning, before I release my burden, let's read the one verse from the Gospel according to John.
那早上在我分享我的负担之前，请大家一同来读一处的圣经，就是约翰福音。
John, Gospel according to John, chapter 1, verse 36.
约翰福音第一章三十六节。
And he looked, this is John the Baptist, at Jesus as he walked.And said, Behold, the Lamb of God.
他见耶稣行走，他就是施洗约翰，就说，看哪，这是神的羔羊。
So this morning's burden is related to the calling of God. Behold, the Lamb of God.
所以早上我的负担就是神这样的一个呼召，看哪，这是神的羔羊。
In the book of Hebrews chapter 1, the first two verses mention that God spoke long ago to the fathers in prophets in many portions and in many ways.
在希伯来书第一章第一到第二节当中讲到，神既在古时见着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖。
So here in the portions, in many portions, in many ways mentions aboutthe Lord's desire to speak about His Son.
那这里提到的这个多次多方的晓谕，就是讲到主神有这样的一个愿望来讲到关于他的儿子。
And then in these two verses mentioned about in the last days has spoken to us in His Son, whom He appointed as heirs of all things.
那所以在希伯来书这里就讲到，神在古时所晓谕的，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们。又早已立他为承受万有的。
And we can find this theme throughout the whole Bible, namely in the calling of Old Testament prophets and also in the New Testament saints.
那我们就能够在整本圣经当中就找到这个主题，那就是在神在旧约当中这样呼召先知，以及在新约当中来呼召圣徒们。
Let's have a brief prayer before the Lord so that the Lord will reveal himself to us.
让我们在主面前有一些祷告，好叫他能够把他自己启示给我们。
We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this time set apart for us to consider yourself.
主，我们感谢你能够这样为我们分别一段时间，让我们来思想你的自己。
We thank you that you have called us from the foundation of this world.To be children of God.
我们感谢你在创立世界以前就这样的呼召我们，让我们能够做神的儿女。
With much trembling and fear, we come to you, Lord. May you reveal your heart to us.
我们心中带着敬畏来到您的脚前，愿您能够向我们启示您的心意。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. So let's look at the New Testament calling.Here I will share briefly about the calling of Moses, then Isaiah, then Ezekiel.
那我们先来看在旧约当中这个呼召，我们先要来讲到摩西，讲到以赛亚，最后来看一下以西结。
In these three prophets, we find out the calling would bring our attention to our Lord Jesus himself.
那在这些呼召当中，我们看到这些呼召就带我们能够注意主耶稣他的自己。
So first, let's look at Moses. Moses was called by God at the age of 80 while he was shepherding the flock in the wilderness.
那首先我们要来看摩西。摩西他当时在80岁在旷野放羊的时候被神所呼召。
So in the wilderness during his age of between 40 and 80, he was consider his, he actually, he was, unlearned what he, the knowledge he gained in Egypt.
那在旷野当中，在摩西40岁到80岁这段时间，他事实上是在忘掉他在埃及所学的一切的知识。
At the age of 80, Moses thought that his life would come to an end soon.
在80岁的时候，摩西以为他的年岁就到了末了了。
Because in Psalm 90, verse 10, Moses wrote about the life of man as for the days of life, they are about 70 years old. Even strong, maybe 80 years old.
因为在诗篇第90篇当中，摩西这样讲到，他说，我们一生的年日是70岁，若是强壮，可到80岁。
But the Lord called Moses out of the burning bush. The burning bush was not consumed because God was with him.
那但是神却从燃烧的荆棘当中来呼召摩西，那这个荆棘没有被烧尽，是因为神在他们当中。
When Moses considered himself would come to about the end of his life, but Lord called him Moses, Moses.
当摩西以为自己已经来到生命的尽头的时候，主来这里呼召他，摩西，摩西。
Moses responded by saying that, "Here I am, Lord."
那摩西就回应说，主啊，我在这里。
So Moses was nearly totally undone before the Lord, yet Moses was a ready vessel.
所以摩西在主的面前几乎是一个无用的人，但是他却是一个准备好的器皿。
Moses was called to deliver Israelites out of Egypt bondage and into the fullness of Christ, that is Canaan.
那摩西就被呼召要来拯救以色列脱离埃及的捆绑，进入这个基督的丰满，就是在迦南地的丰满。
Likewise, we were in sin and transgression. We were totally hopeless and helpless before the Lord.
那同样的，在主的面前，我们其实是死在罪和过犯当中，我们也是没有盼望，也是无能为力的。
But when the fullness of time came, God sent His Son, and born of a woman, born under the law, so that He might redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive the adoption as sons.
但到日期满足的时候，神就差遣他的儿子，是为女子所生，且生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们能得着儿子的名分。
So the calling of Moses is a shadow of the things to come in Christ Jesus.
所以当神呼召摩西的时候，摩西是在耶稣里，是在基督里将要来的事物的影儿。
So in Hebrew chapter 3,Verses 5 and 6 mention that Moses was faithful in all his house as a servant.
在希伯来书第三章五到六节当中这样讲到，摩西为仆人在神的全家诚然尽忠。
As a testimony to the things which will be spoken later, that is about Christ.
为要证明将来必传说的事，就是讲到关乎基督的事。
But Christ was faithful in all his house, that is God's house.
但基督为儿子治理神的家。
We are very thankful for the Lord Jesus for the finished work of himself on the cross for us, so that we can become sons of God.
我们为着主在十字架上所完全的工作，所成就的工作，真的是要献上感恩，好叫我们这样的人能够成为他的儿子。
So here is about the testimony of Moses. Then let's look at the calling of Isaiah.
所以我们刚才讲到的是摩西的见证，那下面我们要看的是以赛亚的呼召。
In Isaiah chapter 6 mentioned that about Isaiah in the year of King Uzziah's death.
那在以赛亚书第六章当中就讲到说，当乌西亚王崩的那年，以赛亚被主呼召。
Isaiah went to the temple of the Lord and saw the Lord sitting on the throne, lofty and exalted.
以赛亚就来到神的殿，看到主坐在高高的宝座上。
And one seraphim cried out to another, saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.
那撒拉弗就彼此呼喊说，圣哉圣哉圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。
Under such a glorious revelation, Isaiah said, Woe is me, for I am ruined. I have unclean lips, and I live among the people of unclean lips.
在这样一个荣耀的意象当中，以赛亚他说，祸灾我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的人当民中，又因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华。
So we thank the Lord, Isaiah was in a total abandonment situation.
所以我们感谢主，以赛亚当时是在一个完全被弃绝的光景当中。
So what is the solution from the Lord?
那从主那里来的这个解决的方法是什么呢？
Then one of the seraphim flew to Isaiah with a coal in his hand.
那有一个撒拉弗就飞到以赛亚跟前，手里拿着红炭。
And this burning coal was taken from the altar, that is the cross of Jesus, with tongs.
那这个红炭是用火剪从坛上取下来，这个坛所预表的就是十字架。
So Isaiah was restored as a prophet of God because of our Lord Jesus' work on the cross.
所以以赛亚得以能够被恢复成为一个先知，是因为我们主耶稣在十字架上所成就的工作。
Then let's look at the Ezekiel's calling.
那下面我们再来看以西结的呼召。
Ezekiel's calling is recorded in chapter 1 of Ezekiel, and Ezekiel was called among the exiles.
那以西结的呼召记载在以西结书第一章当中，当时他是在被掳的人当中被呼召的。
You know that Ezekiel was trained as a priest. At the age of 30, Ezekiel was in despair because his training as a priest would become a hopeless dream.
那我们知道以西结他是被训练要做一个祭司，在他30岁的时候，他所受到的一切关乎祭司的训练都成为了一个完全没有盼望的梦。
So Ezekiel was called by God as a prophet of God.
所以以西结被呼召是要做神的先知。
The heaven opened and Ezekiel had a vision of the Lord Jesus.
天开了，以西结就得见神的异象。
So this about Ezekiel saw the glorious vision of the Lord through the four living beings and the whale.
那以西结就借着这个异象当中所看到的四活物和轮子，就看到了主。
About more than 30 years ago, I heard about this particular message from Brother Kong.
大概30年之前，我听到江守道弟兄讲到的这么一篇信息。
About the vision of Ezekiel on the whale.
就是讲到以西结关乎这个轮子的信息。
So a whale consists of three important parts.
那轮子由主要三个部分构成。
The most important is the axle, then is the spoke, then is the rim.
那最主要的是中间的轮轴，然后是周围的轮辐，最后是这个刺圈，这个外围的轮网。
It is God's way to reveal this glory to Ezekiel.
是神的旨意要把这样的一个方法来启示给以西结。
Just briefly describe what is the glory. Glory means when God is totally satisfied, then we see the glory of the Lord.
那什么是荣耀呢？我们简单讲，就是当神能够得着完全的满足的时候，我们就能够看到他的荣耀。
In the Gospel according to John, three times heaven opened and God revealed his glory by declaring that his satisfaction with our Lord Jesus.
在约翰福音当中有三次记载过天开了，神的荣耀就显现出来，来这样说，我喜悦我的爱子，我喜悦我的儿子。
So here we can see that revelation to Ezekiel is about the glory of the Lord related to our Lord Jesus.
所以我们看到这里以西结所得着的这个意象是关乎神的荣耀，是关乎我们的主耶稣基督的。
So what is this revelation of the whale related to our Lord Jesus?
那这个意象当中的轮子是怎么样和我们的主耶稣联系起来的呢？
So this is about our Lord Jesus as represented by the axle of the whale.
那主耶稣就是来代表了，由这个轮轴来代表的。
The axle should have the preeminence, for the Holy Spirit move freely to express the truth of God, that is through the spoke.
那主耶稣所代表这个轮轴呢，应当能够来居首位，好叫圣灵把自由的能够把神的这个真理表达出来，就是这个真理呢，就是代表的轮辐。
Then the third part is about the ring. The ring is represented by the church. The ring should be directed by the axle.
那最后就是讲到这个轮网是在最外圈的，它是由教会所代表的。那轮网应该能由轮轴，也就是主耶稣来带领。
So the ring should have the lofty and awesome.And were full of eyes round about. This is recorded in Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 18.
那在以西结书一章十八节就讲到，轮网是应当高而可畏，周围满有眼睛。
What it tell us, it is about the church condition. If the church is under normal condition, it should empower a perfect intelligence and the knowledge of the Lord.
那这里所讲到的就是当教会在他正常的状态当中的时候，他应当满有从主来的智慧和知识。
So we praise the Lord, even for the calling of Ezekiel, we can sense the glory of the Lord.
所以我们赞美主，就是在从以西结的呼召当中，我们能够来摸着一点主的荣耀。
So in the Old Testament, the calling of prophets,We can sense that they were all in despair condition.
所以在我们刚才讲到的，我们能够感觉到在旧约当中，当神呼召先知的时候，他们都是在一个绝望的光景当中。
What was the answer from the Lord is about our Lord Jesus accomplished work on the cross.
那主对这样的人，他的答案就是主耶稣在十字架上所成就的工作。
We thank the Lord as in the New Testament that is relayed to us, we are ready for His glorious purpose.
那我们感谢主，就是当我们讲到新约的时候，那是关乎我们，我们就预备好能够来迎接他的荣耀。
So this morning I'd like to share my burden about the two examples in the New Testament regarding our Lord's calling for His ministry.
所以早上我要来讲的是在新约当中主来呼召的两个器皿，他们能够来预备好了来承接主的工作。
The first is about the Samaritan woman by the well.
那第一个就是在井边的撒玛利亚妇人。
The second example is about our Apostle Paul.
那第二个就是讲到使徒保罗。
Before the sharing of the calling of these two, I'd like to share briefly about the condition of the calling of the Lord in the New Testament.
那在讲到这两个人的见证之前，我想要先来讲一讲，就是在新约当中主的呼召有哪些条件。
First, God demonstrated His love towards us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
那第一点就是基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱在此就向我们显明了。
The second is about our mind condition before the Lord. We should not be led astray from the simplicity and the purity of devotion to Christ.
那第二点就是讲到我们在主的面前应当有一个怎样的心，那就讲到我们的心不应当偏于邪，失去那像基督所存纯一清洁的心。
The third condition for our calling is the oneness in Christ Jesus.
那第三个就是讲到说我们在主耶稣基督里面应当有合一。
Our Lord, the high priestly prayer in Gospel according to John chapter 17 verse 22 mentioned that they may be one just as we are one.
那在约翰福音17章22节当中主耶稣这样讲到，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。
So this is the condition for the calling of the New Testament.
所以这就是在新约当中呼召的一些条件。
The first, let's look at the Samaritan woman example.
那首先让我们来看一看这个撒玛利亚妇人的例子。
There are six aspects we can sense from these six different aspects the progression of our Lord led this Samaritan woman.
那我们就要讲到有六个方面，看主是怎么样的一步又一步的来这样呼召这个撒玛利亚妇人。
As a background information in Gospel according to John chapter 4 verse 4 states that our Lord had to pass through Samaria for this Samaritan woman.
那做
Sorry.
作为背景知识的话，就是在约翰福音第四章第四节那里记载，主耶稣必须经过撒玛利亚，是为着这个撒玛利亚妇人。
So it was a noon time our Lord's encounter with this Samaritan woman.
所以是在正午的时候，主遇到了这个撒玛利亚妇人。
The first aspect of this woman is about she was at end of herself.
那第一个关于这个撒玛利亚妇人的方面，就是她是走到了自己的尽头。
She had five different marriages, but without sustaining relationship.
那她曾结过五次婚，但没有一段能够持久下去的这个关系。
She was living with a man who was not her husband.
她现在所有的这一个也不是她的丈夫。
But the Lord created hunger in her.So that the proper relationship may be established.
但主在他里面就生出了这样一个饥渴，让他能够来渴望恢复那一个和谐的关系。
So this Samaritan woman went to the well to draw water to quench her thirst. This thirst may be physical or spiritual.
所以这个撒玛利亚妇人她在正午的时候要去井边打水，那她取水一方面是为了能够解自己身体上的干渴，同样也是为着解她属灵上的干渴。
You notice this woman went to the well by herself because others may consider her to be morally corrupt and did not want to associate with her.
那我们注意到这个妇人她是独自在正午去打水，这可能是因为其他的人认为她是在道德上败坏的，并不想要与她有任何的联系。
Our Lord showed his love towards this woman and restored the relationship between our Lord himself between her and our Lord and himself and the Father.
那主就向他显出自己的爱，能够恢复这个撒玛利亚妇人与主耶稣以及父神之间的联系。
So this event remind me about what it recorded in Luke 15 about the prodigal son.
那这样的一段故事就让我想起了在路加福音15章当中记载的那个浪子的故事。
How the relationship was restored between father and this prodigal son.
就是这个父亲和浪子之间他们的联系是怎么样能够被恢复。
While this prodigal son was a long way off and his father saw him and felt compassion for him and run and embrace him and kiss him.
那当浪子相离还远的时候，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的景象，连连与他亲嘴。
So this is how to restore a broken relationshipBetween the father and the son.
所以这就是如何能够来重新恢复那个父和浪子之间断裂的这个联系。
So this Samaritan woman was at the end of herself, but our Lord took the initiative to restore the relationship between the father, between our Lord Jesus and this woman.
所以这个撒玛利亚妇人她是在自己的尽头，但主耶稣他就主动的能够来就近这个妇人，来恢复这个妇人与主耶稣之间这个紧密的联系。
So in John 4:4 mentioned about our Lord had to pass through Samaria.
所以这也是为什么在约翰福音第四章第四节那里记载到说主耶稣必须要经过撒玛利亚。
The second aspectOf about this Samaritan woman is about living water.
那第二个讲到这个撒玛利亚妇人的方面是这个活水。
As an icebreaker, our Lord asked this woman for a drink.
那作为破冰者，主耶稣就向撒玛利亚妇人要水喝。
So this Samaritan woman was surprised by the approach of our Lord.
那因为主耶稣这样的来就近这个撒玛利亚妇人，她就感觉惊奇。
So but our Lord proclaimed to this woman, that he can provide her with the living water without coming to this well to draw water.
那主耶稣却是告诉这个妇人说，我可以给你提供水，活水，那你以后就不需要再来这个井来打水。
This is a tremendous incentive for this woman because on the earthly perspective, she did not have to come to this well to draw water and noon by herself.
那这件事情就极大的能够挑起这个妇人的兴趣，因为从属世的观点上来讲的话，如果有这活水，她就不需要再在正午的时候来这个井边打水喝。
But our Lord had something much better to be installed in her.
但主所要给他的却是更好的。
The third aspect is about eternal life.
那第三点就是讲到永生。
So our Lord Jesus disclosed to her that if anyone drink water from this well, will thirst again.
所以主就对他说，凡喝这水的还要再渴。
But the water that our Lord will give shall become in him or her.A well of water spring up to eternal life.
但主所赐的水要在它里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
You recall the recording in Exodus 17 mentioned about Martha and Meribah story.
那在出埃及记第十七当中就讲到了一个在玛撒或米利巴发生的这个故事。
Martha means test. Meribah means quarrel.So it essentially tells us about our natural fallen man. Our intention often is to test the Lord and to quarrel with the Lord.
那玛撒讲到的是试探，米利巴讲到的是争吵，所以这就讲出了在我们自己天然人的当中，我们常常就是想要来试探神，想要来与神来争论。
But our Lord Father.Told Moses to strike the rock so that water will come out to quench the thirst for Israelites.
但神却让摩西来击打磐石，让磐石当中能流出水来，来解以色列人的干渴。
Striking the rock means our Lord Jesus died on the cross for us.
击打磐石的意思就是说主耶稣在十字架上为我们死。
So the life of eternal life will flow out from our Lord Jesus to us.
所以从主耶稣的里面就能够涌出永生，流出永生就流到我们里面。
So in Colossians chapter 3 verse 3 mentioned about Christ is our life.
所以在哥罗西当中，哥罗西第三章第三节就讲到基督是我们的生命。
Our life is hidden with Christ in God.
我们是与基督一同隐藏在神的里面。
The resurrection of our Lord Jesus is become a reality when we identify with his death on the cross for us.
当我们看到自己与基督一同被钉死在十字架上的时候，那他的复活的生命在我们里面就成为实际。
Our Lord recognized the need of this Samaritan woman.And she was willing and ready to be identified with our Lord's death and the resurrection.
主就看到了这个撒玛利亚妇人她的需要，那这个妇人她也愿意并准备好了要连于主的死和复活。
The fourth subject our Lord encountered with this woman is about worship.
那当主遇到这个妇人，他们所讨论的第四点就是关于敬拜。
The Samaritan woman asked the Lord about worship.
撒玛利亚妇人就问主关于敬拜的事情。
This is a spiritually sublime topic.
那这个主题在属灵上是有一个完全的升华。
So that we thought this discussion of worship should be reserved for a Jewish scholar like Nicodemus.
那我们觉着就是关于敬拜这样的一个主题应该留给一个有教育的犹太教的学者，也许就留给尼哥底母。
This Samaritan woman should have discussed born again with our Lord Jesus.
那撒玛利亚妇人跟我们主耶稣就讨论一下重生就好了。
But our Lord's senses were so clear that this woman is a ready vessel to discuss what is worship.
但主耶稣能够清晰的来察觉这个撒玛利亚妇人，她是一个预备好的器皿，能够来跟她讨论关乎敬拜的事情。
So our Lord told this Samaritan woman the true worshipper should worship the Father in spirit and truth.
所以主耶稣就告诉撒玛利亚妇人，那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他。
For such people, a father seeks to be his worshippers.
因为父要这样的人拜他。
God is a spirit. Those who worship God should worship in spirit and truth.
神是灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
So the next subject is about Christ.
那下一个主题是基督。
With her limited knowledge, this is about Samaritan woman, limited knowledge on Messiah, and with recognize such a tremendous revelation from the Lord before her, so she ventured out to ask a pointed question about anointed Christ.
那就着这个撒玛利亚妇人所仅有的这些关乎弥赛亚救主的这个知识，她也同样认出在她的面前是有一个极大的启示，所以她就冒险来问主耶稣这样一个问题，就是关于受膏的基督的问题。
So our Lord then pointed her that who he is.
所以主就告诉她主是谁。
So we thank the Lord that this is the quite a revelation about Christ himself.
我们感谢主，因为这样的一个启示是何等一个关于基督的启示。
In the Gospel according to John chapter 9 verse 39, there was a man born blind.
在约翰福音第九章三十九节那里记载过一个生来是瞎眼的人。
After the healing of the man born blind, our Lord Jesus said,For judgment I came to this world, so that who do not see may see, and who see may become blind.
那在医治他之后，主这样说，我为审判到这世上来，叫不能看见的可以看见，叫能看见的反瞎了眼。
So we do need our spiritual eyes to have the spiritual insight of Christ Jesus.
所以我们实在是需要有属灵的眼睛，才能够在灵里面来看到耶稣基督。
Then we can then testify who Jesus is.
然后我们就能够见证说主耶稣是谁。
Then the last subject is about intercession for the kingdom.
那最后一个主题就是讲到为着国度代求。
The Samaritan woman, after receiving such a revelation from Christ Jesus,And he left the water pot at the well and went to the city to testify that the Christ is in their midst.
那当撒玛利亚妇人从主那里得着这样一个大的启示之后，她就留下水罐子往城里去，对众人说基督就在他们当中。
So her active faith prompted her to testify about the Lord Jesus and intercede for other Samaritans.
所以在他里面这个活泼的信心就激动他要走到撒玛利亚妇人当中，也为他们带到，让他们来认识基督。
So as a result of her testimony, many Samaritans came out of the city and went coming to the Lord Jesus and believe in him.
那作为他的就是因着他的见证，很多的撒玛利亚人他们就出城往耶稣那里去，并且信了他。
Also at that point, our Lordtold his disciples, look into the field, they are white, ready for harvest, and those who reap already receive wages and for the life eternal.
那同时主也告诉他的门徒说，我告诉你们，举目向田观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了，收割的人得工价，积蓄五谷到永生。
So shall we have the spirit of intercession?
所以我们是否应当有代求的灵呢？
So in Romans 8:34 mentioned that Christ Jesus who died, yes, he died and he was raised. He ascended and received, sit on the right hand of the Father, interceding for us.
所以在罗马书第八章三十四节那里记载到有基督已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替我们祈求。
So Christ sitting at the right hand of a Father interceding for us is He is our high priest.
所以讲到耶稣已经在神的右边替我们祈求，就是说到他是我们的大祭司。
And we should have the mind of Christ. That's in Philippians chapter 2.
那我们也当以耶稣基督的心为心，就是在腓立比书第二章所记载的。
So we need to intercede for others based on the finished work of Christ on the cross.
所以我们也当照着耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的工作来彼此代求。
Do we condemn sinners?
我们是否定罪那些罪人呢？
You know this condition of a Samaritan woman.
你知道这个撒玛利亚妇人就着她自己的光景来说。
In chapter 8 of a Gospel according to John, there was an adulterous woman. Some Pharisees and scribes intended to condemn this woman.
那在约翰福音第八章当中记载了一个在行淫时被拿到的妇人，那文士和法利赛人就想要来定罪这个妇人。
But our Lord Jesus said,I do not condemn you either. Go from now on and sin no more.
但主耶稣却对这个妇人说，我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。
So our Lord showed his divine love to this Samaritan woman to restore this also adulterous woman for the right relationship. Jesus said that I am the light of the world.So he who follow me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
所以主耶稣用他神圣的爱来爱了这个在行淫的妇人，并且能够来恢复这个妇人与自己之间的正常的关系。主耶稣说，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
Another example related to this particular story about Samaritan woman is recorded in Luke chapter 19.
那另外一个关于这个撒玛利亚妇人的故事记载在路加福音第十九章当中。
Our Lord Jesus coming down from the Mount Transfiguration and walk with his disciples towards Jerusalem.
当时主耶稣从变化山当中下来，与他的门徒一起要去到耶路撒冷。
He went through Jericho, was passing through.
他进了耶利哥，正经过的时候。
So here is about Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was a rich and chief tax collector.
那这里就有一个人叫撒该，他是一个税吏长，并是一个财主。
Zacchaeus desired to see Jesus, so he climbed up a sycamore tree.
那这个撒该他就想要来看一看主耶稣，所以他就爬到了一个树上。
And Jesus said to him, Zacchaeus.Hurry and come down, and today I will stay in your house.
所以主耶稣就对撒该说，撒该快下来，今天我必住在你家里。
Many said that, oh, this Jesus, he went to become a guest of a sinner.
那众人就说，哦，主耶稣他进到罪人家里去住宿。
But what was the Jesus said? Jesus said, today salvation has come to this house.
那主耶稣怎么说呢？主耶稣说，今天救恩到了这家。
There are two reasons our Lord gave this reasoning for the salvation. First is Zacchaeus is also a son of Abraham.
那主耶稣为着这个救恩给出了两个原因，第一就是这个撒该他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
The second reason is the Son of Man came to seek and save those who are lost.
那第二个原因就是人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
So we can see this Samaritan woman story, the six aspects, they all represent the progression our Lord led her to gradually see who he is.
所以就着这个撒玛利亚妇人的六个方面，我们能够看到主耶稣是怎么样一步一步的来带领这个撒玛利亚妇人，让她来认识主是谁。
On the other hand, the Samaritan woman had the simplicity and the purity devotion to Christ. Also, she had oneness with our Lord.
那在另外一方面，这个撒玛利亚妇人向着主也有那个清洁纯义的心，并且她也能够与主合一。
Then the second example is about our calling for our Lord, Apostle Paul.
那我们下面要讲的第二个例子就是关乎使徒保罗。
So in 1 Timothy, Paul wrote, he was a formerly was a blasphemer, a persecutor, and violent aggressor. But our Lord came into the world to save sinners, among whom I am foremost of all.
在保罗在提摩太前书当中就讲到说，我从前是亵渎神的，逼迫人的，辱骂人的，但基督耶稣降世，为要拯救罪人，在罪人中我是个罪魁。
So Paul was zealous for the Lord, but that zeal was based on personal emotion, and was educated under Gamaliel, under the strict law of the Jews.
所以保罗他向着主是有一个热心，但他起初的这个热心却是出于自己个人的情感。他呢是在加玛列的门下，是按着他们祖宗的这个严谨的律法来受教的。
And we all know that the Paul had a heavenly vision because he in Acts chapter 26 mentioned that Paul said to King Agrippa, King Agrippa, I did not prove disobedient to the heavenly vision.
我们也都知道保罗他有一个从天而来极荣耀的意象，在使徒行传26章当中也记载过，就是保罗对亚基帕王说，亚基帕王啊，我故此没有违背那从天上来的意象。
So what was the heavenly vision of Paul? On the road to Damascus, Paul was struck down to the ground by a very bright light and asked two simple questions towards the Lord.
那保罗的这个意象是什么呢？就是当时他在去往大马士革的路上，从天上有大光发出，把他击倒在地，那他就问了两个简单的问题。
The first question is, who are you, Lord? The second question is, what shall I do, Lord?
第一个问题就是主啊你是谁，第二个问题就是主啊我当做什么。
About the first question, our Lord answered, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting.
那对第一个问题主耶稣就这样回答他，我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。
So Paul was marvelously savedAnd he saw the risen Lord as the head of the church.
所以保罗就这样奇迹般的得救了，并且他看到那复活的主就是教会的头。
So Paul was persecuting the church, but he was actually persecuting Christ Jesus.
所以保罗他本来是在迫害教会，但实际上他是在迫害基督。
So then let's look at Ananias.Ananias is a little known believer and was sent by the Lord Jesus to baptize Paul in Damascus.
那我们现在要来看一位叫亚拿尼亚的弟兄，他并不为人所显，他并不为人所知道，但是主却差派他去到大马士革来为保罗受洗。
Ananias initially hesitated to go to Paul, but then he went and Ananias said to Paul, Brother,Saul, the Lord Jesus sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那一开始的时候亚拿尼亚并不想去，但是当主再鼓励他的时候，他就去到保罗身边对他说，兄弟扫罗，主耶稣打发我来叫你能看见又被圣灵充满。
We do not know much about Ananias after this event. This illustrates the significance of the body of Christ in reality.
那在这个事件之后，我们就没有听到任何关于亚拿尼亚的故事，但是这个故事却在实际当中讲出了基督身体的重要性。
So during this 3 days without sight, that's before Paul was baptized, Paul's spiritual insight about the Lord Jesus was extremely clear.
那在保罗受洗之前的三天，他对于主的这个意象是非常非常的清楚的。
Paul was praying without eating or drinking for 3 days.
他有三天的时间也不吃也不喝，就在那里祷告。
After his baptism, Paul immediately began to proclaim Jesus in the synagogue, saying, "He is the Son of God."
那当他受洗之后，保罗立刻就在各处的会堂里宣传耶稣，说他是神的儿子。
So the heavenly vision of Paul was such a reality in his testimony after only 3 days journey with our Lord Jesus.
所以在与主同行仅三天之后，保罗从属天得的那个意象在他的见证当中就显出了这样的一个实际。
In the Gospel according to John, John the Baptist was prepared as a vessel prepared by our Father to prepare the way for the Lord.
那在约翰福音当中也记载了施洗约翰，他是那个主为他是那个神就是为着主的再来设立的预备道路的。
When John the Baptist saw Jesus coming to him to be baptized, he proclaimed, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who take away the sin of the world."
当施洗约翰看见耶稣来到他这里要受洗的时候，他就说：“看那神的羔羊，除背负世人罪孽的。”
So this proclamation of John the Baptist to me was a fairly good answer for Paul's first question: "Who are you, Lord?"
所以，这里施洗约翰的这个宣称对我来说，其实是对保罗的第一个问题一个非常好的答案。
This just describes the function of our Lord Jesus on this earth.
那就讲出了主耶稣在地上他所起到的这个功用。
After our Lord's baptism and the temptation of Christ in the wilderness for 40 days, John the Baptist with two of his disciples saw Jesus walking and proclaimed, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
那当主耶稣受洗并在旷野受试炼四十天，受试探四十天之后，约翰同两个门徒看见耶稣就说：“看哪，这是神的羔羊。”
This is the verse I read before the sharing.
那这个就是我在分享之前所读到的那一个经节。
So therefore, this proclamation of John the Baptist became the governing principle for Paul. After the Damascus Road conversion for Paul.
所以施洗约翰这样的一个宣称就成为了保罗在去往大马士革这条路上受洗归主之后他一生掌管他的这个原则。
So this heavenly vision of our Lord Jesus dictated the way of life for Paul, that is, "Behold the Lamb of God."
所以这个属天的意象就为保罗描绘了一条生命之道，那就是看那神的羔羊。
So next, I'd like to share briefly about the hidden life of Paul in his early stage.
那下面我想要来分享的就是在保罗他信主之后他的初期一段隐藏的生活。
Paul served our Lord for about 32 to 33 years after his conversion on the Damascus Road until his martyrdom.
那保罗在大去往大马士革的路上信主之后，他大概服侍主有32到33年的时间，直到他殉道。
In two areas, in his early life, and we do not have much description for Paul's encounter with the Lord.
那有两处的话，我们并不知道有很多的关于主是如何的和保罗是如何遇到主这样的一段记载。
But they must have shaped Paul's foundational faith in Christ Jesus.
但这样两段经历却能够来塑造保罗在主耶稣基督里面的那个根基。
First period is about Paul went away from Damascus to Arabia for about 3 years.
那第一段隐藏的生活就是保罗从大马士革到了阿拉伯，在那里待了三年。
The second period is about Paul was sent away to Tarsus by brethren in Jerusalem for a period about 9 years.
那第二段生活就是耶路撒冷的弟兄们打发保罗去往大树，在那里他待了大概九年的时间。
During the 3 years in Arabia staying, Paul must have his time on the scripture in view of Christ's glorious position in Father's will.
那当保罗在阿拉伯的三年当中，他一定在那里从父的旨意当中看基督在圣经当中所记载那荣耀的地位。
So the Old Testament scripture about the eternal purpose of God in Christ Jesus must be the focus of Paul's meditation.
所以保罗一定是在那里就特别的思想在旧约当中如何讲到神在耶稣基督里那永远的心意。
In first chapter of Galatians,And Paul wrote, he was called through the Lord's grace that Father desire to reveal Christ in Paul.
那在加拉太书第一章那里，保罗就讲到，因神把他儿子，神乐意把他儿子启示在他心中。
Also in 2 Chronicles chapter 16 mentioned about the eye of the Lord look to and fro, and he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his.
在哥林多后书当中也讲到，耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要显大能帮助向他心存诚实的人。
Sorry, this is 2 Chronicles.
对不起，是历代志下。
Yeah.What is the heart condition for the person whose heart is completely Lord's?
所以什么样的一个心是向神心存诚实的呢？
Behold the Lamb of God was the heart condition of Paul in Arabian desert.
所以看哪，神的羔羊就是保罗在亚拉伯的旷野当中的心境。
So then let's look at the 9-year staying in the region of Tarsus for Paul.
那我们下面要看的就是保罗在大树所待的九年的这样的时间。
Paul described in Galatians that in the region of Syria and Cilicia, others heard that he who once persecuted us is now preaching the faith which he once tried to destroy.
那保罗在加拉太书第一章当中记载了他在叙利亚和基利加境内的时候，那其他的人就听说，那从前逼迫他们的，现在传扬他原先所残害的真道。
Paul also shared about his third heaven experience that occurred 14 years before he wrote 2 Corinthians.
所以保罗也分享了他就是第三层天的这个经历，大概就是他写哥林多后书的14年前。
So this was the place, his third heaven experience was the place, the timing for Paul's is at Tarsus.
所以根据这个记载，我们就知道保罗的第三层天的经历就是他在大树的这段时间所发生的。
So Paul had the open heaven experience before the Lord, yet he did not dwell on it.
所以保罗在主的面前有了这个第三层天的经历，但是他并没有就居住在那里。
Paul learned to live in the ordinary life of in Christ Jesus on what was revealed to him.
所以保罗就学习照着所得的启示，能够在平日的生活当中住在耶稣基督里。
We also learn in the book of Acts that he had Macedonian vision of the Lord.
我们也知道在使徒行传当中记载过他有从马其顿里来的那个异象。
He also received word from the Lord at Corinth, at Jerusalem, and during the ship trip to Rome.
所以他在这个行船去往罗马的路程当中，也在哥林多，也在其他地方有从主那里来对他的启示。
So Paul was a ready vessel for the Lord, and his ministry depends on the word from the Lord directly.
所以保罗是一个预备好的器皿，那他的服事当中就完全的依靠随时从主那里来引导他的话。
So in his farewell address to the elders of Ephesus said the following thing.
所以在他最终与以弗所的这些长老们告别的时候，就说了下面的话。
For I did not shrink from disclosing to you the whole counsel of God.
因为神的旨意，我并没有一样避讳不传给你们的。
So what was the whole counsel of God?
那这里讲到的这个神的旨意是什么呢？
Behold the Lamb of God. Christ Jesus was the whole counsel of God.
看哪，神的羔羊，耶稣基督就是神的旨意。
So in summary, we thank the Lord that in the Old Testament, these prophets, when they called, they were in despair conditions.
所以总结来讲，在旧约当中，当先知们被神所呼召的时候，他们在自己的里面是在绝望当中。
So what's the Lord's solution to this prophet? It's simply our Lord Jesus' accomplished work on the cross.
所以对于这些先知们，主神给他们的这个解决的方法就是主耶稣在十字架上所成就的工作。
At the fullness of time come, our Lord came into this world as the Lamb of God to rescue us from the domain of darkness and transfer us into his kingdom.
当日期满足的时候，我们的主耶稣来到这地上，作为神的羔羊拯救我们，脱离黑暗的权势，把我们牵到他的国里。
So God demonstrated his own love toward us, yet while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
We praise the Lord that we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord, the Spirit.
那我们感谢主，我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同主从灵变成的。
We thank the Lord that we should have the simplicity and the purity of devotion to Christ and with oneness in Christ Jesus.
我们感谢主，我们也同样向主应当有这样的一个的单纯纯义的心，并且能够与主来合一。
Finally, Paul's encouragement for believers is press on towards goal.
那最后保罗叫鼓励众圣徒要向着标杆直跑。
This goal is Christ Jesus himself for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
那这个标杆就是主耶稣他的自己，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我们来得的奖赏。
So dear brothers and sisters,What is our calling in Christ Jesus? Behold, the Lamb of God shall be our calling in Christ Jesus.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们在基督里所得的这个呼召是什么呢？看哪，神的羔羊就是我们在基督里的呼召。
Let's have prayer.
让我们再有一点祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you for place such a hard burden in us.
主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你，把这样的一个负担放在我们心中。
You are the Lamb of God, came to this world to die on the cross for us.
你是神的羔羊，来到这世上为我们被钉死。
We thank you that this demonstrates your victory on the cross for us.
我们感谢主，借着这个就显出了你那得胜的爱。
We thank you, you are on the throne, sitting at the right hand of the Father.
我们感谢你，你也现在坐在宝座上，在父神的右边。
And we thank you, our victory is to behold the Lamb of God.
我们感谢你，我们的得胜就是能够看那神的羔羊。
That's our calling. We praise and worship you, Lord.
这就是我们的呼召，我们感谢赞美你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.